Good morning, and welcome to morning prayer for the third week of Advent. As we begin, let's start with a time of silence. As we begin, let's take just a moment to become aware of what we are feeling. This morning, are you feeling tired or anxious or rushed? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Without judging how you feel, just acknowledge what you are feeling. Name how you're feeling and let that drift to God as an offering. As we come to God exactly as we are, become aware of how you physically feel. Any part of your body where you're holding tension in your jaw or in your shoulders or in your hands. Just become aware of any physical discomfort or pain that you may be feeling. Without judging it, just offer it as an offering up to God as we come to Him exactly as we are. As we begin to pray, become aware now that you enter into a fellowship. You enter into a relationship with God, who is our Father, Jesus, who is our Savior, and the Holy Spirit, who is our guide and our teacher. We are in a place of forgiveness, a place of healing, a place of safety, a place where we are loved with an everlasting love. Let us pray. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him, for he comes to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world and the people in his faithfulness. A reading from Psalms 30. I will extol, O Lord, for you have drawn me up, and you have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought me up from my soul from Sheol. You have restored me from me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. As for me, I said to my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made the mountains stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I pleaded for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me, O Lord, my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my joy may sing, and in glory I may praise and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I give thanks to you forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, to the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. An angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for what is formed in you is from God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end." A reading from the book of Jeremiah. "I, the Lord, search hearts and test minds, to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God, for you have created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits upon the throne and to Christ the Lamb be worship and praise, dominion and splendor forever and ever and evermore. A reading from Luke chapter 1. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste to the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped within her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is it granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy, and blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what has been spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary declared, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on my humble estate, the estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name, and his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and he has scattered the proud in his thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, and he spoke to his fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring." And Mary remained with her for 3 months, and then returned home. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten from the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, and for us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. He was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and he was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. I believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism because of the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of all creation, full of love and abounding in mercy, may the whole earth be filled with your glory. Lord, bless and guide all ministers of your church, clothe them in righteousness and grant them wisdom. Direct the leaders of our nation that they may act in accordance with your kingdom. Enlarge our own hearts, O Lord, to love the things you love. May we proclaim your light in every place that there is darkness. May we proclaim your holy name in every aspect of our life. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Grant us your peace, for only in you can we live in safety. We pray for those in sickness, grief, persecution, bondage, fear, and loneliness. Lord, have mercy. Now let's take some time to offer our own prayers. Blessed Lord, who caused all the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read them, mark them and learn them, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God and King eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into morning, drive from us all wrong desires, incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet in the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that by that we truly, with thankful hearts, may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. And let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.